Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 episodes whenever you felt like it. And I really appreciate that. Today is Wednesday, hump day. And of course, to get you over the hump, we have two episodes. One episode is the typical topic of the day. And then the second episode coming in a few hours will be my weekly gratitude shout out episode, in which I shout out the top three listening countries all over the world. And then I shout out all the cities that I'm eventually make a tour on to thank y'all for listening in person. But for now, we're going to do that on the airwaves. Come on now. I love doing that. And I always throw a little story time usually in those episodes too. So if you ever listen to the weekly gratitude shout out episode and you got some tea in those Wednesday doubleheader episodes, don't tell nobody. But thank y'all for listening. Obviously, I'm in a good mood. Okay, it's a beautiful day to love and be loved and be in love. But I want to talk about the creator journey and how sometimes we will let others create our journey for us. I know it sounds very paradoxical in nature, right? You're a creator. How do you let someone create the journey for you? It's easy. It's when you let social media, especially if you're in your spirituality or your religion, you don't have faith in that, you have more faith in social media. Plain and simple. It sounds like a hot take, but ride with me here. I'm going to explain it. The thing about being a creator, right? To me, this is just homegirl's take on things, all right? The thing about being a creator is that it's bigger than just you. It's whatever divine power that you believe in that's given you the ability to have the gift or the talent to cultivate and create things for the world, to inspire others through your inspiration. It's always bigger than us, right? But the problem is when social medias, and what I mean when I say social medias is when it starts to inhibit or bottleneck or cause you to doubt yourself because your creativity is not being validated by enough people because of their algorithms, things like that. It is very easy. And the thing about it, I was inspired by Threads, actually. I should have said this like a month ago, because I've been watching folks talk about how as a creator, they've stopped using apps and stopped creating as much because the stuff they were putting out and spending so much hard work on and things like that, how it just wasn't getting to the people that they had and how discouraging that can be. And this is not where I judged on folks for that, because if you built a whole platform off of social media and that's how you make money, and then all of a sudden it starts to slowly dwindle and things like that, it can absolutely be discouraging. No shade. There are some folks, as much as I've talked about, you know, email lists, things like that, there are some folks who just simply don't like that kind of stuff. So you have to find other ways to connect. So this is not where I shame people for having, for not building things on social media. I'm not shaming that, because it's hard. Let me not even say that. It's a lot of work having to build things on different platforms. And the thing about when social media starts to overshadow the religious or the spiritual nature and how you create, because again, everybody believes in something different. So that's why I'm saying spiritual, religious things, you know, and who you believe in or your divine source of creativity, whether that's through, you know, a religious figure or through that, you know, spiritual figure, whatever. The reason why I say you start having more faith in social media is because now, and again, this is absolutely no shade. If you're a social media content expert, no shade, but you got to feel me on this, right? We see it too many times. People are complaining. People want better reach. People have paid for advertisements. Advertisers may not help, so they're discouraged. Now that affects how they create. Now you have somebody that has a solution. Hey, I know what to do. This is what you should do. Do this, do this, do this, do this. 5 ways I've increased XYZ by doing XYZ. And now what you'll see is a bunch of people doing the same 5 things in hopes to get their reach up, which is now making our content look a certain way. Now, one thing I don't have a problem with is closed captions. I don't mind closed captions, because there's some folks who are deaf and hard of hearing. Y'all know I've had a deaf I've had a hard of hearing person actually on my show about 3 years ago. So I understand the need for captions. I understand the need for accessible language where you explain the image at hand. And I need to personally do a better job at that as well. But I understand the captions. It's the way in how content is made. It's one thing if you like a song that's trending and you want to use it for your stuff. No shade. I'm not even saying it's shade if you do it or if you don't do it. It's a difference to only use sounds to get your reach up. Because I feel like at that point, if you're out of alignment with how you create, you're going to attract people that aren't aligned. That's just me. But maybe I'm old school and I'm okay with being old school. But I just don't want people to feel like you have to change how you create in order to get reach. Now, you're probably asking me, what's the solution, Maria? I'm not a social media expert, okay? I'm in the process of deleting spam followers myself. So I feel you. But one thing I cannot do is I cannot let myself succumb to creating content in a way I know is not aligned to how I want to reach people. My message is not changing. My delivery, I've evolved it only because I've evolved as a person, as a woman, not because I want to have folks tell me how to talk and things of that nature. No, any type of change that y'all have seen in me has always been because that's my personal evolution coming out on these platforms and things like that, even on this microphone. So those are the changes that I would rather do organically. Would I buy an ad? If I was selling something. Or if I felt like there was something that I needed the masses to see. In terms of like, okay, well, I have an event or something of that nature. Or I have a new product. Or I have like, you know, something. Like I might do an ad for something like that if I'm selling something. But as of right now, my journey is a lot of behind the scenes work. And I'm okay with that for now because that's where I'm supposed to be for now. I spent a lot of years in front and now I'm spending these last 3 or 4 years behind. And I'm okay with that. That's the fluidity of the journey as a creator. Like, that's the beauty of the journey in the creator. You can do different types of things in different types of scenes. It's okay. And another thing I don't do, which I should do more, is maybe share some more of my wins, some of the personal things I've been doing. I don't know. My private life is just, I don't know. Like, I just love cherishing things that are special to me. Like, you know, hanging out with my family. Like, I love doing that kind of stuff. Will I share it online? Probably not. Why? Because they're special to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just certain lines I always promised myself I would hold once I decided to be out there as a creator. You know what I mean? Like, if I catch you in public, I catch you in public. But in terms of just sharing everything for consumption, that's just never been my jam. Not knocking you if you do, okay? This is not a shady episode. We're not doing that. And y'all know if I throw the shade, I'm going to throw the shade to exactly. Y'all going to know exactly who it is. But yeah, I talk to creators a lot, and this is what inspired me to speak on it about it, because I know a lot of creators listen to this podcast, and I've been talking to a lot of them behind the scenes, and as somebody who's been doing this for 7.5 years, I've seen a lot in the landscape, and a lot of folks that are just starting come to me for stuff, and I love that. I think it's great. You know, the homies that come, and they're like, hey, I want to do this, YZ, cool. I probably should start charge a consultant for my time. That's all the conversation. Not for the homies, but you know, just in general. I get a lot of questions, but they're all the same questions. But the thing I've noticed is that people want to know how to like gain followers, how to get people to follow you. To me, it's less about numbers and more about quality. What good is having 10,000 followers if they don't really tap in with you like that? Now, granted, there's some, the person I love the most about this that talked to me the best about this was AJ Joyner. He broke down, and now he's the owner and founder of Booksy, which is a book writing service. But shout out to AJ. AJ really broke down the types of followers that you have. And I'm not going to share his method because it is copyrighted. Last I remember, it's trademarked. And that's his IP, and I don't want to step on that. But once you break down the types of followers you have and why they're there, you start really not looking at numbers the way you might have looked at it in the past. It's really about the quality of who fools with you. That's why I always say I'm really about aligned people. I am about alignedness. That's all I want. I want aligned for people, alignment. If it's 1,000 people that see something and 500 or 50 or 25 or 130 tap in, those are my folks. I only want people that's going to tap in, that's going to actually give effort. I'm all about reciprocity when it comes to this type of work. I only want to deal with folks who really engage and appreciate and value my work. I don't want folks that half-ass it. I don't, respectfully. You might be on the fence, that's cool, but like, I'm not catering to you. You might cool down and be like, you know, you team homegirl at the end of the day. It might take you a year or two, 3 years. You might be on the fence trying to see what I'm about. You might be trying to figure out if you could trust what I'm saying. You know, that's cool. But my content not for you. My content is for the people who listen to the podcast. That's where I started. People who tap in with social media. People who are on my email list. People who do all types of stuff to find out, how can I tap in with homegirl if and when she's in my city? How can I tap in with homegirl if she has a book coming out, which I will have a book coming out? How do I tap in with homegirl when she decides to start making appearances or revamping what she decides to offer me? What can I do to tap in with homegirl when I'm ready to improve my life? How can I make sure that I'm staying abreast of whatever she got going on? That's the kind of folks I want to tap in with. Now, granted, there's a difference between tapping in and stalking. Luckily, I haven't had no stalkers. Praise God. Woo. Because, child, I don't like people putting them situations because I will not. Baby. Whole other conversation. But I really enjoy people that are engaged at this point. And at this point, that's all I want from Spiritual Homegirl. I'm not worried about no numbers at all. I'm not. People are like, oh, what's your numbers? I'm like, you know, they are what they are. But I really want people who are engaged, truly engaged, truly engaged. And as a creator, you might find yourself pandering at points to just get anybody to engage. And as the homegirl loves you and wants to see you win, all I'm going to say is good luck with that. Because once you start pandering, people start trying to expect certain things out of you that's not in the integral part of what you offer. Meaning, once you compromise your brand authenticity and your integrity to just pander, to do things you know you don't want to do, to try to get people that you might not necessarily want following you just to get the engagement, that's where you start kind of creating a web of uh-oh. Because now it's a web of uh-oh, because now you have created things that have brought in people, and that's what they expect from you. And you knew you wasn't about that. So I'm just telling folks to just be careful with that. That's all. What's some other stuff I have? The fluidities. You're going to have your seasons where you hot, and you have seasons where you're building. Note that I didn't say that you're going to have seasons where you're not. It's seasons where you're building. You're going to have a moment where you're hot in front, and that's amazing. And then there's going to be times where you're going to have to go back, dip out for a little bit, and continue to build the foundation in what you decided to create on. There's nothing wrong with taking time out of the hotness, I should say, or being in the mix to continue to strengthen the foundation. Why would you want to build a house on quicksand when you can take your time? People can admire what it is you're building. And you can thank them for the love that you've gotten on what you're building. And you can make sure you reinforce the wood and making sure that everything you build is sturdy. And then when you add on to it, they can ooh and ah some more. You know what I mean? Like, that's important. And another thing is also remembering who gave you what and for what. It ain't about you, like I said. It's not about any of us. It's about the mission that the divine, whatever you believe in, has given you to serve on this earth. Once you forget your divine order mission, or you forget that the divine gave you what you have, and you make it all about you and not about how you're able to work with the divine, or how you're grateful for the divine for giving you things, now you're not going to disrespect it and you're going to share it with the world. Once you forget that, that's when people start spiraling. That's where the ego becomes bad. Do I think the ego is bad 100%? Absolutely not. I think sometimes the ego can protect us and it keeps us safe at times. But sometimes that ego and that pride will have us thinking that we're bigger than the program. And when it comes to the divine, I'm never bigger than the program. We're never bigger than the program. Once you make it about me, 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 and not the me inspiring the we through the divine, because the divine didn't have to give us anything. That's where we start kind of falling into the human trap, where we start looking to other humans to tell us what we should do or create with the divinely ordered gifts based on their divinely ordered gifts. And it's like, uh-oh, I'm letting a human dictate my mission. And we can't do that. So I just wanted to share that with y'all. I feel like this is like the second Wednesday, third Wednesday I've given creator advice. Maybe I'll keep doing that. Maybe. I think I should. Look at that. You see how the creativity just flows on the mic? Y'all know I like to do my one takes and call it a day. But that's exactly how the creative process, that's how it goes. When you follow your intuition and you stay focused on the mission and you just work on not how you're going to get there, you just make the directions, or you just take a step in the direction that you think you're going in. Meaning, if you have an idea of what you want to create, right? Or manifest through the divine, right? And you just know that whatever you do, it requires taking one of these steps. You're going to get in the right place, I promise. It may not be on the time frame you want it to, but you will get to the right place. You'll know. It's something you'll feel in your heart and your gut. You'll be like, this feels right. Continue that. All my creators that are feeling that, keep going. Don't worry about the time frame. Don't worry about the numbers. It's going to happen. Never judge yourself by numbers, y'all. That's like judging yourself based on how much money you make. Think about all the times you had to judge yourself by numbers. Weights, money, follower count. And think about how that made you feel. Remember, the material should never trump the spiritual rank you hold. Now, granted, we have to make money because capitalism, you know, it is what it is. But once you start valuing yourself over the material more than the spiritual, that's how these traps start. And it's this social media stuff or this creative stuff ain't no different. So I just wanted to put that on you all's heart today. Don't forget to tap in with your girl in a couple of hours. I will be doing my weekly gratitude shout out episode. And I will catch y'all in those couple of hours. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends and my creator, boo friends. Trust the journey. Trust yourself. And whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.